Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
How do we begin to rebuild trust when it's been broken? Because it seems like many people are in some stages of fractured trust in some level. What's your recommendation?
I had a friend CEO from the Netherlands come to America. He'd been there a few months. I said, what do you notice different in America? What's the big takeaway from, you've been here a little while? And he said the first thing he said to me, first thing I noticed, Dave, is you got a bunch of lying apologizers in America. They all say they're sorry and they don't mean it. And I thought, wow, what a statement and what a truth. We don't trust people to say, I'm sorry all the time. I'm sorry I'm late. No, you're not. You're late every single time. I'm sorry I didn't get that report done. No, you never get that report done. We don't trust people that say they're sorry all the time. We trust people that say they're sorry seldom. When they do, they move to a solution. It doesn't mean we all don't make a mistake and don't have to start with apology ever, but weigh your commitments. And we only trust those. Really, I read a whole chapter on this, and there's, when you're BP or big organization or small organizations, there's steps you can take to rebuild trust, and you can do it. But the only way to rebuild trust is to make and keep a commitment. The only way. The only way I'll trust you again is if you really make and then keep a commitment. So I can forgive you. I can maybe even love you, but to trust you, to rebuild trust, you've got to make and keep a commitment. We love people. I have a good friend. I love him a lot. I wouldn't go into business in a million years because I don't trust him. So we can love someone, but to trust them, that's another thing. And so all I would say is weigh your commitments heavily. I think of the losing the weight thing for me. I told my staff, shook hands in front of everybody. I said, if I'm not 50 pounds less, if I'm not my high school weight by May 1st, I'll give you $2,500. Now, my wife wasn't thrilled about this idea. But what happens if I get on the scale on May 1st and I'm not 190 pounds or less? Is the worst that I didn't lose the weight? No. Is the worst that I lost that money? No. The worst is that I lost my team that day because I actually had made a commitment to losing that weight. And if I get on the scale and don't, that was no bet, by the way. It was just a commitment. If I don't get there, I owe you this. But it was also I committed to it. Worse than that is I lose trust in myself because I make a commitment I didn't keep. And so I would just say weigh commitments and know the only way to rebuild trust is to make and keep a commitment. Now, you can read more pieces to that, but it really comes down to that making and keeping a commitment. None of us are perfect at it, and thankfully we have God's grace, but it's worth weighing those heavily.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.